Photographer Leo Friedman is not really a name dropper in the conventional sense, but he does drop a lot of names. After all, he's spent a lifetime taking photos backstage and onstage of singers, dancers, all nature of theatrical types, from vaudevillian Billy Gaxton to the actor's actor, Sir Laurence Olivier.
He was terrific, Olivier, nicest man, just lovely. I got to know him, and the more you got to know him, the better you liked him.
Friedman, born in Brooklyn in 1919, got his start when the world of employment was a little looser, shall we say. His friend, an usher, helped him get a job as Mike Todd's office boy at $10 a week. Soon after, quite unexpectedly, Leo was promoted to photographer. Someone taught him to load the camera, and he was off. It wasn't long before he found himself right in the thick of the world of Broadway, surrounded by press agents, producers, and famous performers. And many of them just befriended him.
The one that everyone thought I would have trouble with was Katharine Hepburn.
For example, in 1957, Friedman was to shoot Katharine Hepburn just prior to her tour in Much Ado About Nothing. Hepburn reportedly wanted her Hollywood photographers to take care of the job, but the Broadway folks wanted Leo. After the session, he sent over the photos.
On Monday, the phone rang and someone said to me, "Katharine Hepburn wants to speak to you." I said, "Good morning, Miss Hepburn. How are you?" And her first words to me were, "You're damn good, fella." I said, "Would you please repeat that?" And she repeated it again. And I said, "I liked it very much the first time, but the second time I liked it even better."
That, as they say, was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
She never called me Leo. It was always Mr. Friedman, and I always called her Miss Hepburn. She turned out to be my buddy. We'd go bike riding, and "How are we doing, Mr. Friedman?" You know, and she was always, Spencer's coming this weekend. He never showed up all summer. I felt sorry for her when she told me that.
Friedman became a leading man in behind-the-scenes Broadway still photography just as the 35mm format came into greater professional use. His predecessors in the field had tended to shoot with speed graphics, the old-fashioned press cameras, which were much less flexible.
You can't get any action on 4x5 speed graphics. Van Damme, who did this work before me, used to use 8x10 slides. Now, and then she'd say, "Hold it." And everybody's falling all over the place because they can't stand still. And here I come along with 35mm, and I want them to move around. But this is how it happened, and this really made me.
As a result, Friedman, who by this time had his own legendary photography studio, Friedman Abeles, made iconic images shot in motion, such as the classic photo of Carol Lawrence and Larry Kurt, stars of the original West Side Story, running down the street, hand in hand.
I made a mark on the street, and I said to Carol, "I want Larry chasing you up the street. When you hit that mark, don't look at me down here. Look up with your head up and cross it." And that's what I took. I hate to tell you how many people have ordered that picture since I started with it.
Or the one he took during the run of Ionesco's 1959 play Rhinoceros with Zero Mostel and Eli Wallach. People still don't understand how he got that picture.
Because Eli Wallach is flying through the air, and I just clicked that shutter, and I got him right in the center of the whole thing with Zero pushing him. And to me, that's really a great picture, but they all can't be great, so I don't know.
They can't all be great any more than every piece of theater can be great. But Friedman covered 168 theatrical productions in his most active period, the 1950s and 60s, and a lot of the photos are pretty great.
Well, Ingrid Bergman had a press agent call me and ask if I was available for the next 2 weeks. She needed a
And with every new photograph, new friendships and anecdotes were born.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton used to go out on the street, and they were surrounded by 4, 5, 6 people deep. And I said, "My God, how do these people enjoy themselves?"
And Leo Friedman still remembers every one.
And Bob Hope was in that show. And as I'm running out the door, he says, "Hey, you, what are you doing here?"
With a memory like that, who needs photographs? For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkoff.